Our Heavenly Mother literally has a litany of titles, including Holy Mother of God, Virgin Most Powerful, and Refuge of Sinners, just to name a few. On July 16th is the feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Hi, I'm Aaron Earhart from Mater Dei Radio, and this morning I have the opportunity to speak with Father Eric Anderson, pastor of St. Stephen Catholic Church in Southeast Portland. Father, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
It's great to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Well, Father, the Church has always taught that there is no salvation other than that won for us by Christ, but we Catholics have also always looked to the Blessed Virgin Mary as our loving mother and advocate. And there's a unique Old Testament tie to Our Lady of Mount Carmel through the prophet Elijah. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, we get this in the first book of Kings, and in some versions, the older versions, it's called Third Book of Kings. But in this, we have a drought that had come upon the land that God had told Elijah about. And after 2 years, God announced to Elijah that he was going to bring the rain back. And so Elijah, you know, went up to the top of the mountain, and he had his servant look up, and his servant saw nothing. And he said, go up again 7 times. And finally, the 7th time, a little cloud appeared, and it was a very small little cloud. It says no bigger than a man's footprint, and it was rising up out of the sea. And Elijah then sent his servant back, and the clouds came, and a wind and a great storm of rain began. Now, what we associate this with is the, and we hear this in the entrance chant for the Saturdays of Advent, the Saturdays of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and also with the 4th Sunday of Advent, the entrance chant, drop down dew from above and let the earth bring forth the just one. So the idea is that the cloud is the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the rain is the just one, or the dew coming down from the cloud brings forth the just one, which is Jesus. So I'm sorry, I'm a little awkward describing that.
No, that's beautiful.
It's kind of a lot to unpack, but it is a beautiful meditation that, looking back upon things, the Church has recognized in that cloud the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Beautiful. I'm speaking this morning with Father Eric Anderson, pastor of St. Stephen Catholic Church in Portland, about Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Father, Catholic tradition holds that Our Lady appeared to St. Simon Stock in 1251 and presented him with the brown scapular of the Carmelite Order. Would you tell us a little bit about what a scapular is and how, as a sacramental, especially for us lady, how it's a sign of devotion?
Yes. Well, a scapular begins as part of the monastic habit, and it would have been, it is a strip of cloth that goes front and back over the shoulders. And originally, it had the significance of representing the yoke of Christ, that one carried the yoke of Christ over, you know, over his shoulders. But it was also, in a practical way, a means of keeping the monastic habit clean. And so it was sort of a something you'd throw over the habit while working. But it became part of the monastic habit. And then we see that also with the various religious orders. Now, the Blessed Virgin Mary gave this specifically to St. Simon Stock with a renewed meaning that it was, you could say it's like her mantle, mm-hmm. you know, placing yourself under her protection. So it is the yoke of Christ, but it's also a matter of having a relationship with Mary by the wearing of this specific scapular, the brown scapular. So as lay people, I mean, priests wear scapulars, you know, wear the brown scapular as well. It's a little scapular, just a little piece of cloth front and back, but it still represents that religious habit. And in the Latin, the blessing refers to it as by saying, receive this habit, this blessed habit. And by doing so, then, it's like a piece of clothing that associates us with Mary, but specifically with Mary of the Carmelite Order, the Blessed Virgin Mary of Mount Carmel, so that we benefit from all the prayers and good works of the entire Carmelite Order when we're enrolled in this brown scapular of Our Lady Mount Carmel.
Great. Well, I'm actually wearing mine right now. I actually never take it off except for
shower. Oh, good. Me too.
Father, quite a number of the faithful are enrolled in the Brown Scapular. Would you tell us a little bit about what the enrollment entails?
Yeah, well, the enrollment itself is just a blessing of the scapular that is then placed on the person receiving the enrollment, which entitles them to the privileges, but there are also the obligations that come with it. So historically, the obligation would be that if you were a member of the confraternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that you would recite the little office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Unless one could not read, in which case they could, they could recite different prayers. And I think it's generally acceptable that one would pray the rosary. The idea is that you'd pray the rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary in place of that little office. But that it's more than that. We need to understand that although the scapular has promises that one will not suffer eternal hellfire, nevertheless, that doesn't mean that you can just live however you want. You still have to strive to live a holy life, and that you wouldn't take for granted that you'll just be saved. I mean, you still have to go to confession and strive to be in a state of grace.
I'm speaking with Father Eric Anderson, pastor of St. Stephen Catholic Church here in Portland. Father, there are quite a few of miraculous stories attributed to those who have worn the Brown Scapular with devotion. Is there any particular story that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, well, there's just a couple things here. There was a man who was dying in despair who, when St. Simon Stock himself placed the scapular upon him, he at once asked for the sacraments. And I think that points out, I will tell another one, but what that points out is that even if one were not enrolled in the scapular, but if a person wore the scapular, not really even understanding what it was about, other than that it was a protection from Mary, that's all they knew. And maybe they didn't even have great faith, and maybe they weren't living their life, in a Christian way. But if someone was clothed with the scapular and provided that they believed that it related them to Mary and that it was a source of protection, in that case, we would understand that Mary would intercede for them in such a way to bring them to repentance or to bring them before they died, that they would have the opportunity to repent and get right with God. That would be one of those sort of miracle things that we see again and again for those who aren't enrolled in the scapular but still have some belief in what it does and wear it. There is a case in the year 1636. There was a gentleman by the name of Monsieur de Gouges, who was in a cavalry regiment, and he was mortally wounded at the having a bullet lodged near his heart. But he was in a state of grave sin, and he had time left to make his confession. And so with his own hands, he wrote his last testament. But when this was done, the surgeon probed his wound, and the bullet was found to have driven his scapular into his heart. And as the scapular was withdrawn, he died. But he died making profound acts of gratitude to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who had prolonged his life miraculously so that he could confess his sins and die in a state of grace.
Wow. Truly shows the power of the sacramental.
Right. Wow. Lots of good stories, especially about soldiers at war and the scapular, and even angels helping them to find their lost scapular at the last minute.
Father, I'm grateful for your time today, but before we go, would you lead us in a prayer and blessing?
Yes, I think it's always appropriate to pray the Memorare. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who has honored the Order of Carmel with the special title of thy most blessed mother, Mary, ever a virgin, mercifully grant that we who keep her memory this day by a solemn office may be shielded by her protection and become worthy to win everlasting bliss. You who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you so much, Father.